Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Hearts on Fire blogcast, inspiring interviews of real people and how they found the work they love. I am Jessica Baker. On today's show, we have Jamie Teasdale of Propel Business Works. Jamie, thanks so much for joining us.
I'm glad to be here.
We are glad to have you. So let's get started, and why don't you tell us, Jamie, a little bit about the work that you're doing in the world today.
Well, Propel Business Works is a small business development company, and I am really passionate about helping visionaries launch their ideas and for small business owners to grow and reach success through the visions that they have for their company.
And so how long, Jamie, have you been doing this?
Propel started, well, actually, I launched in April of 2009, and over the course of about 9 months, I kind of did a test case and really identified what small business owners in the Portland area specifically were looking for and what they needed and what I was really passionate about. I started out kind of as a catch-all and really served many different types of business owners and entrepreneurs and even executives in many different areas and ways. And it was February of 2010, I decided that it was time for me to rebrand. I had honed in and identified exactly what I was really good at, what I was most efficient at, and what I was really driven to wake up and do every morning. And so we relaunched, went through a whole branding process from February until May, and relaunched in June of 2010 as Propel Business Works.
Wow. So I'm curious how you found what it is that really called to you in your work, because you started as sort of, as you said, as a catch-all, and then you figured out what you were really driven to do and what you were passionate about. What was that process like for you discovering that?
Right. It was actually, I'm a very introspective person. I'm very analytical, and when I think about who I am as an individual, I want to be my best self. And so when I was doing some of the tasks and work and services that I had started out doing, and for those 9 months, what I really found out is that I either didn't enjoy doing a certain task or service, or that I wasn't as passionate about it. By identifying those things that I really didn't want to wake up and do, like it didn't get me out of bed in the morning, right? I was able to hone in on what really kept me going and really kept me charged. And there was one particular conversation that I had, and I don't remember who I had this conversation with. I think I had it with multiple people at the time. But at the end of 2009, I heard a couple of business owners that I was, you know, they were prospects, and I was hoping that they were going to be clients. And they had said a comment to me that was, you know, how can you be good at all of these different things? Because I had a wide breadth of services that I was offering. And unfortunately, I kind of am good at a lot of different things, and I think women, for the most part, are able to do a lot of things very well. So what I found out through the course of that conversation and just the discovery of it is that business owners and individuals really want you to be an expert in your field. They really want to know that what they're hiring you to do is your top level, you know, what you're really good at. And so by offering all of the services that I had been offering, I was really falling short of being that expert in the field. And so it was a really interesting lesson to learn in understanding that, yes, I can be good at a lot of different things, but what gets me out of bed and how can I be the most effective at that work?
What a great insight to have, and that somebody else actually in a conversation provided you with sort of an awareness. I love how other people's comments sometimes give us sort of a key to a reflection that we need to have to bring us to these new awarenesses.
Well, and what's really interesting about that specifically is that that's pretty much how I kind of go through life, and specifically in my business since I've started it, is that I'm a listener, I'm a communicator, but I really want to make sure that what I'm doing is really meeting a need or serving a purpose. And if somebody has some kind of input or feedback, I value that so much. It's surprising, but oftentimes today, especially in a service industry, we have a really hard time getting the kind of valuable, really valuable feedback that's truly honest and helps us grow. And so hearing really honest input really helps us learn and develop who we are, not only as an individual, but as a business.
Yeah, absolutely. So Jamie, one of the things that I'm thinking of as I hear you tell your story of how you came into business and you started in a wide breadth and then you narrowed down, and you mentioned that you were talking to other entrepreneurs. I know that your parents were both entrepreneurs also, correct?
That is true, yes.
So not everybody is blessed with that, right?
That's true.
With the idea that parents are entrepreneurs. So what was that like? How did it set a tone for you growing up? Did it create a certain environment for you? What was that influence of having two entrepreneurial parents?
Right. Well, and I should probably clarify, because while my parents are both entrepreneurs, it was really my dad that caught the vision of being the business owner, and my mom really came in to support him. So growing up, my parents owned a hobby shop in Portland, and from the time I was about, I don't know, maybe 8 or so, they owned this hobby shop until I think I was about 20 or 20, maybe 20. So for, 12 years, I went into the hobby shop. I worked alongside my dad. I, helped with the client interaction, the product work, the ordering, the everything from basically point A to point Z in a small business. And because it was a brick and mortar, it really gave me a really fun understanding of what customer service really is and how to develop relationships with other people in a way that they come back and come back and come back for more all the time. My dad was excellent at developing relationships that he still has to this day. My mom and dad still have those relationships, and they're very dear relationships to them. My dad can walk into a room and probably know 75% of the people in there just because he's that kind of an individual. Well, the lessons that I learned in watching my dad build this business and my mom build this business, I saw the struggles, I saw the high points, I saw the giggles and the excited times when there was either a new product or there was a new customer or somebody that he hadn't seen in forever walked through the door, and he knew people's name. If he had only met you once, he would know your name. So they could walk through a door, and he would call them by name. Hey, John, how are you? And it made a difference for them. It really, what that taught me was how to value people and that everybody is valuable in their own way, and they all have a story to share. And so there's a lot to be said for all of the struggles, too, that you know, we as a family went through because they were entrepreneurs, but that that I learned how to be supportive to my mom and dad in developing their business and what that looked like. So, you know, going in on a Saturday and helping my dad man the cash register or fill shelves with product or, you know, sweep or clean or whatever it was. And, mm-hmm. You know, technically I wasn't employed, but for an 8-year-old or maybe 10-year-old, I don't know. I should be careful how I explain the work that I did. But but what it really did is it showed me that small business owners, you know, for probably since the beginning of time, have really struggled to make their business a success. And what that did for me is just really drive a passion for, okay, how can I help? I am a servant on some level. I love to serve people, and I love to help them develop new ways of doing things and new ideas and help them organize and strategize new ideas or whatever it is. So I think that throughout the course of, you know, them owning the hobby store, that really took form and took shape. And then, of course, they got into the restaurant business, and now they actually have a very specialty niche business. So ever since I've been, you know, 8 years old, I've been supporting them in one way or another, and that's what really drives me to help other people too.
Interesting. So what were you doing, Jamie, prior to starting your Propel Business Works before you went into business for yourself?
Well, that's an excellent question, because it's fun to answer, and it's also it's really what equipped me to start Propel. I have held all kinds of different positions throughout the years. I started, honestly, my first job was as an administrative assistant to a pastor at our church. And then mm-hmm. I moved on to I was a dishwasher, and I moved up to being a sous chef at the cafe that I worked at, and then I went into customer service. And throughout the course of the years, I have advanced in one way or another. I've held customer service positions, management positions. I've been in sales. I have been in marketing. I have been on so many different types of experiences have led me to having the foundation to start Propel. For the most part, though, it didn't matter what company I worked for. I've worked for Chown Hardware. I've worked for Nordstrom. I've worked for amazing companies. But they all started with the foundation of excellent customer service. And so no matter what we're doing, I truly believe that the customer, not always right, although I know that that's kind of the cliche thing to say. They might not always be right, but they are your foundation. They are your support system. And people are people. They are valuable. It's not something that, you know, I encourage business owners to look at individuals with a fresh set of eyes. They have a story to tell. They've had experiences that have led them to this, and they really need help. That's why we're all here serving other people. So did that answer your question?
Yeah, no, it definitely did. So what I'm curious about is, even though you were raised by your parents in a very, you know, having their own business, but you actually went mm-hmm. out working for others. So even though you had that environment and that exposure, you didn't just jump right into either the family business or jump right into creating your own business. You actually went out and explored sort of
right.
your own fit first.
Ultimately, I guess truly the first job that I ever had was definitely with my dad. I would have to say that, actually, thinking back on it. But you're right. And throughout the time, probably the last two jobs that I held specifically, I lived in California for a little while, and I went to massage therapy school. And so I did have a practice out of my home that was a part-time thing while I was managing an office, a deposition office. But that was my first experience with owning my own business and running my own business. And then, you know, really throughout the duration of my past job experiences, it was always something in the back of my mind that I knew at some point, at someday down the road, I was going to own my own business. I didn't know exactly what kind of a business, and I didn't want to pigeonhole myself into one specific thing because I like a variety. I like to do a lot of different things. And so I just had to wait until the time was right and it was right there in front of me. So I'll share the story of kind of how Propel came to be. The company that I was, the last company that I was working for, essentially went out of business. We all found out one day that we were losing our jobs. They were absorbed by a sister company, and I had worked there for 4 years, and I loved that company. We were really a family. I probably would never have left, honestly. And that really resonated with me when I, that last day on the job, and I went home, and I just kind of said, I have no desire to work on a resume. I have no desire to interview. I have had the best of the best. I had great coworkers, an amazing manager, awesome company that I loved. I loved my customers. I loved what I was doing. I really don't want to work anywhere else. And so what I did is I actually retreated to the coast for a couple of days, and I hashed out all of my options. And I was thinking about, you know, different types of maybe franchises. Ultimately, I ended up having one of the couples, my parents are in a small business group, and one of the couples in their small business group needed some help. They needed some help in marketing and organization and developing their business. And so my dad introduced me, and the second day that I was working with this couple, the VP looked at me and said, "You need to do this for a business." And the light bulb went off over my head, and I said, "Of course I do. This is exactly what I need to be doing." So that's when Propel really was launched. It was end of March. It was April of 2009. That's when I started it.
Wow. So I'm sort of curious, because earlier you mentioned that you actually were a massage therapist for a period of time, and you have had such an array of jobs and different positions that you've worked, which, funny enough, I actually have too. But I'm curious, how did you go from all of these different jobs to getting into having a part-time business in massage and then moving out of that and into small business development?
Well, that's a great question too, because my dad, honestly, since I've been born, and actually I was kind of born with some back issues, but my dad has suffered from back pain for pretty much his entire life. And so from a little girl age, I have been working on my dad's back. Well, when I moved down to California, I decided, and I was working for Nordstrom at the time, I decided that I wanted to pursue this chance of maybe starting my own business and my own practice out of my home. And so I went to school and did what I needed to do to get certified and licensed in the city of Citrus Heights, just out of Sacramento. And I pursued it, and I made it work. It ended up only being a part-time thing, but what it did for me is it showed me that I did have what it takes to run my own business, to find clientele, to keep the doors open and to organize. I mean, there's so much involved with being a business owner that you just don't think about when you just start it. But I'm a fairly organized individual, and anybody who might hear this might laugh at that because I'm super organized. but in keeping, you know, your books straight and doing your taxes at the end of the year and you know, how you do all of that, there's just so much involved. Well, coming back to Portland, I went into sales and marketing and then did some management position and then got into the company that I was working for at the last place. And it was a natural fit. I had often wondered if I should start an event planning business. And while I love planning and promoting events, I really knew that was not what I was supposed to do or what would keep me happy forever. And I knew that promoting small businesses, helping them grow, helping them reach their goals, brainstorming with them, strategizing, coming up with new ways of doing things, coming up with a new spin on an old service or an old product, and coming up with how you develop a business from start to finish got me out of bed in the morning. I am an idea person. I don't know if you've ever heard of or taken the Strengths Finder, but my dad finally just took the Strengths Finder, and he has in his top 5 ideation. And I don't share that with him. I'm sure it's probably my 6th or 7th, but that's where I get it from. And there is so much help that small businesses need in just developing their services and keeping current, and then getting promotions so that you get exposure. And that's what I'm driven. That's what I'm passionate for.
So, what do you find then, Jamie, with the majority of the clients who come in the door? What seems to me the most common problem or pain that you end up helping small business owners with?
Yeah, that's a great question, too. You got really good questions.
Thank you.
Of course. I find that many of the small business owners that come to me have identified their need to be current with certain technologies and how they expose their business either online or to a very tech-savvy world. But they don't know the first thing about it. They're very busy. They either have a website, or they've been on Facebook personally, but they don't know how it works from a business standpoint. And so that's really where our expertise comes in helping them strategize where they need to be, how they need to be communicating, how they need to present their business, and then really the developmental stages of, you know, if a product or a service isn't working, how can we make it better? Or if you need to develop a team of people, how can we help you develop that? So it really kind of starts with, I need to grow my business. How do I do that? And we really take a look at where they are, where they're being seen, what their exposure level is, and then we kind of can work backwards from there. 9 times out of 10, we will start with, you know, branding, making sure that their branding is current. But ultimately, it's about how they're communicating and getting the word out about their business. So it's really all related to the growth.
Interesting. So one of the things that I find that I've found interesting about your business model, or what I've seen you do locally in Portland, is not only do you have Propel Business Works, but you've expanded by leading networking groups, correct?
It's true. I have my hands in a lot of different things.
So So do you find that was that part of your vision and how to create your business and how to grow from where you were to where you want to be in 5 years?
I would definitely say that networking is a top priority. I think that it's really important for business owners to recognize that the way that we build our businesses is by getting in front of people, meeting people, building trust, building rapport, and, you know, identifying very clearly how we talk about our business. Because if somebody else asks you what you do for business, and then you explain it well enough, if they go off about their day and somehow run into somebody that may be in need of your services, how would they be able to reiterate what you said to them? So the networking isn't just about how we can increase our clientele base, although that's ultimately the goal with that specific individual. It may be that you are building a relationship to become a referral partner or to become a strategic partner or, you know, you never know where a conversation is going to lead. So, yes, I believe that networking is really important. And I believe that building strong relationships is really the key to growing business these days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think for me, building a community of people who support my vision is really important. And so, not only do I want to meet other people for, like you said, the bottom line, which is more clients, but I enjoy meeting people so that I have a community of support and a community of potential collaboration. And that's where I get a lot of my own really creative ideas from, is I meet people who are providing a service that is unique or that I am inspired by, and I go, hey, we could actually, like, make some magic together.
Right? Exactly. That's right.
And reach even more people, and, of course, me, I'm like, and change the whole world. Like, I'm like,
that's right.
One person at a time. So I really love that about networking, but I think that I don't think that enough people do it and think of it as a community-building resource in that way, and I always find it sort of inspiring that you not only network, but you lead them and create them. And so I was curious if that was part of your business vision for how you were going to grow, or if that you just sort of stumbled upon that in your own experience of networking, because I think it's really important as business women and entrepreneurs that we do have visions and that we do take steps to building the visions of how we are going to build our community.
Right, I agree. I guess I've always been a relator. I can relate to people. I can make conversation. I'm a people person. A lot of people will call me an extrovert. What they don't know is I'm actually an introvert. But I mask that really well, which is interesting. But I think that you're right. Networking can be really frustrating for a lot of people because they feel like they have to do it. They know that they need to be networking, but they haven't been equipped with the right tools or the right resources to be able to do it effectively. And ultimately, when it comes down to networking, I did not intend for my business to, Propel, honestly, has been one step in front of the other, continual learning lesson. There are things that have happened that have helped us develop in a certain way and evolve in a different way, or have helped us identify that there are certain elements that we should let go of and we should be going in this direction. But networking ultimately is how the connections are made in the first place. And so if there's a And I use networking kind of loosely, I guess, because building mm-hmm. relationships is really what it's all about. Having a really solid relationship and knowing how somebody operates in business, I think, is really important. So mm-hmm. is it part of my business model? Yes, actually it is. I am a connector of people. And Propel, ultimately, we promote small businesses one way or another. We help them promote themselves or whatever that is. So it really is part of our business model on some level. But it's really ultimately about making connections. So if I meet somebody at a networking event, whether it be Schmooze or Women Inspired or Hillsborough Chamber or whatever chamber or group I'm attending at the time, if they have a specific need, hopefully I can introduce them to someone that can fill that need. And that's really what, you know, another one of my, I guess, my passions is helping other people reach their goals, even if it doesn't have anything to do with me, but having my arsenal ready so that I can equip them in the right way with somebody that I trust, that I know, that I like, somebody that either I've done business with or that I've known for a while and I would refer to. So
mm-hmm.
I think it's important.
Like,
that, yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, I think that it's important that the relationships that we build and being able to equip other people and connect them with a service provider, that ultimately really is a reflection on your reputation. So making sure that you know the person, that they either have high integrity, which hopefully they do, that they operate in a way that would be a good reflection on you. Mm-hmm. I think that that's part of the process as well.
Hmm. So where do you see your business in 5 years from now then?
Oh, loaded question. well, Propel, it has gone through significant changes just within the last 15 months or so. And when I rebranded and launched as Propel in June of 2010, the vision was that we would be a full service, not necessarily media agency or ad agency or marketing agency or anything of that nature, but that we would have an office with, you know, employees, and we would be able to service companies that would come in and, you know, we would all be able to work with them. That vision was premature and not fully baked when it was that vision. And we have since gone in, and I want to be kind of cautious about how I explain this because it's still really fresh and we're still kind of in the evolution of it, I guess. And I think that that's something that's really important for business owners to understand, that it's okay to be in the middle of an evolution process and not for things not to completely make sense 100% of the time. Our businesses really should be fluid. They should be evolving. We should be learning lessons and developing them as we learn those lessons or as things come into our awareness. So one thing after another stack up to build this great thing. And so Propel, coming back to the question, we contract with some of the best small business owners in Portland. And we have contractors and strategic partners that I have forged very strong relationships with over the last 3 years that do work that I would be proud of, that the customer, the client, will be able to essentially take to the bank with them, right? And those strategic partners range from business coaches to strategists and graphic designers and web programmers and attorneys and all of the things that a small business owner may need, we have in our arsenal to be able to strategically connect them when the time is right and they're in need of those services. So ultimately, in 5 years, it could look a little bit different, but ultimately, in 5 years, I anticipate being able to serve, you know, at least 4 or 5 times what we're serving now, just by expanding our ability to reach other businesses through the businesses that we are strategic partners with. My goal is to impact as many businesses for the better, and that goal really is kind of two-faced, because there's a certain level. I recognize that Propel is not the right solution for every business out there. My personality might not fit with a lot of people. Who knows? But if I'm not the right business for them and the right service provider, then it is my goal to be able to connect them with the right business or service provider. Ultimately, I want to help them one way or another.
So in a way, you become a resource.
I am a resource, and I've recently been called a broker. and that's kind of an interesting word to use, because we don't necessarily always broker all of the services. But really, Propel ends up being a hub of resources or information, or a place that people can come to get answers to their problems, or answers to their questions, solutions to their problems.
That sounds really cool. Or direction on where to
go
for this.
Yeah, absolutely. And recommendations. I mean, if people trust me and my team, then they would trust our recommendations or our referrals. So I'm happy to be that kind of a resource and provide those kinds of referrals to other businesses, because that just means that people trust Propel on some level, or, you know, on the level that's important, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. So I love your vision, Jamie, and I can't wait for 5 years to pass for us to see where you are with it.
Thank you, Jessica.
Because I think the process that you've explained and that you've been through, and it sounds like you really sort of just flowed. Like, if things came up, then you made changes accordingly, and you've had visions, and you've made lefts when it seemed the road wanted you to go left, and you've been flexible and open to embracing different ideas or strategies that have come up just in the process of building your business. And I think your modeling that is a really important lesson for all of us in business, which is, you know, we may have a vision, we may have a plan, but allowing ourselves to be directed by what's coming up in the moment is also an important piece of being a successful entrepreneur.
That is exactly right.
So you may have already touched on this a little bit, Jamie, and I think you did, but what one piece of advice would you share with our listeners today who listen in?
I would say that learning as you go and allowing yourself to be malleable, I think that's really what has allowed Propel to grow to the level that it has grown and that it will continue to grow. But learning the lessons that come along the way, being very aware in the moment when you're learning a lesson of the lesson that you're learning, and taking that lesson with you into the future, whether or not that means that you need to change something or you just need to take it into your awareness and just walk forward with it until it does potentially evolve into something more. But just being open and aware that lessons are being learned all the time, and go with the flow. Be be a conduit for your business to grow and develop in the way that it's supposed to.
I love it. I think that's a great piece of advice and a really important one.
Thank you.
So, Jamie, where can our listeners learn more about your practice?
We have a website at www.propelbusinessworks.com, and we also are on Facebook at facebook.com/propelbusinessworks, and we're on Twitter and Pinterest and all of the usual suspects. And we have a really, I try to encourage our visitors to our website to check out our blog, which is What's Happening at Propel BizWorks. And the blog is a really great resource. It has some really dynamic pieces of information that we hope are affecting and impacting small businesses today. So,
great. Well, Jamie, thank you so much for sharing your story today with our listeners.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me. This has been fun to reflect and to share.
You're welcome. You are welcome. And I also wanted to say thank you, everybody, for joining us today, listening to this call. And again, for more information on Jamie Teasdale's business, you can visit propelbusinessworks.com. And there's also a link available right next to the posting where you listen to this call that will take you directly to her website. Thanks so much, everyone, for joining me on today's Hearts on Fire blogcast. And for more information, you can always visit jess-baker.com. Thanks so much. Bye.